According to the Yerushalmi, the purpose of Tevilat Kelim is to transfer the utensil, uplift it, from Tumat HaGoyim to Kedushat Yisrael. The Isur V'Heter HaAroch of Rabbeinu Yonah Ashkenazi, not Rabbeinu Yonah Gerondi, actually articulates this famously as Gerut, as conversion of the Keli. Just as a non-Jew who wishes to convert to Judaism must undergo a conversion process involving immersing in a mikveh, so too a Keli, a utensil, that will be used by a Jew after being purchased from a non-Jew, requires conversion to make it into a Jewish keli. Min HaTorah, if we will use the words Min HaTorah for now, Min HaTorah, the only materials that require Tevilat Kelim are metals. The Pasuk says in Parashat Matot, Acher HaZahav, Ved HaKasev, Ed HaNechoshev, Ed HaBarzel, Ved HaBidil, Ved HaOfaret. Gold, silver, copper, tin, iron, and lead are the only things in the Torah which indicates that only metals are required to be Tevilat Kelim. Glass, on the other hand, is only midrabanan because it resembles metal in that it is meltable and reconstitutable just as a metal is. For all intents and purposes, Pyrex and Duralex are included under the koteret of glass. Now, this list of six metals in the Torah is subject to great debate in that there is great debate whether or not it is davka, it is specific, or it is more general and non-specific. The issue being that with the discovery of so many new metals on the periodic table, one wonders, are all those other metals chayevim in tevila or not? Aluminum, chromium, titanium, etc. They weren't around in times of Chazal, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them all. So are those included in the mitzvah of tevila kelim, or are they excluded? Some argue that, in fact, they are piturim in HaTorah because the Vilna Gaon says they are not metals. They are not one of the six gold, silver, copper, bronze, copper, tin, iron, or lead. However, there are those like the Tiferet Yisrael who argue that the Torah's list of six is only of what they found in Milchamet Midian. Not that it's limiting that these are the only six metals out there. Other metals are included as well. And others, Rav David Cohen says, try to argue that there are six categories of metal that, you know, are definitive of how to define a metal. Rav Moshe Feinstein is well known for saying that, like the Vilna Gaon, that Min HaTorah, these things are not metal. Only midrabanan, Rav Moshe says, do we include aluminum and the like under the category of metal, because they too can be melted down and reconstituted, just like metal, just like glass. Along those lines, the Minchat Yitzhak, Rav Dayan Weiss, thought that plastic would require tevilah, as it can also be melted down and reconstituted. But he took it back, Rav Dayan Weiss, when Rav Ovadia wrote a teshuvah basically screaming that Ein gozrin gezerot midaatenu, we are not allowed to make up our own gezerot and try to reapply the gezerot of Chazal. What they said, they said, and what they didn't say, they did not say, and we have no right to change it. Dayan Weiss thought that it was more subjective. Whatever fits the bill is included. Rav Ovadia said, not at all. Therefore, Dayan Weiss took it back. At the same time, Rav David Cohen notes how Rav Moshe Feinstein uses this Gezera Svara to include other metals in Tevilat Kelim, such as aluminum. What would Rav Moshe say by plastic? Would he say, logically he would, say that plastic is Chayev in Tevilat Kelim? And he discovered it to Teshuvah by Rav Moshe and a Kovetz from MTJ, where Rav Moshe actually writes that if you draw the radius from the six metals in the Torah to glass, you can include other metals in between. But plastic is on the other side of that perimeter, of that circumference. Plastic is beyond the radius between the six metals and glass, and it is therefore not included in the Gzeirah of the Chachamim. Rav Moshe is not making up a Gzeirah or reapplying a Gzeirah. He says that the original Gzeirah went as far as glass. Anything between metals and glass is included, and therefore other metals fall into that category, but plastic and nylon are outside of that boundary, and therefore they are excluded. Finally, we began the sugya of kunya, kelim that are made of one material and coated in another, whether the inside be pottery and the outside be metal, or vice versa. We discussed how there is a debate whether the entire kli has to be coated or only just the inside by the receptacle. And that leads to a machloket in whether one might recite a beracha or not. And all in all, this leads us to question, what is the halakha by China, which we will discuss Be'ezrat Hashem further in the future.